Hey guys, CricketGuy124 here for another update on the Vivo IPL 2021 SRH vs DC. This is phase 2, and the reason I'm uploading so late is because I'm working on a YouTube video that will be aired when we reach 30 subscribers. I don't know when that is, but it will be premiered whenever that happens, so please subscribe to my YouTube channel for that. It's linked in the podcast information. And without any ado, let's get on to the IPL. So, SRH DC. DC won, thanks to some fabulous bowling by Rabada Norji, I don't know how to pronounce that, and Akshar Patel, which got Sunrisers into a score where it looked like they're going to get like 110. But then Abdul Samad and Rashid Khan smashed, I mean, a crucial 50 runs. It was like 134. It's possible to defend with the bowling attack Sunrisers have and what we saw last game, which was an absolute shocker. And it was not to be, with Shreyas Iyer finding some form and Rishabh Pant playing a really good innings, 35 of just 21 balls. So a comfortable victory in the end. So, where did the match start to turn for DC? It turned ever since, like, the first 10 overs. It felt close to over. I know I've been saying that a lot, but, like, this time it actually felt like close to over. Because DC have a fabulous batting lineup. So, basically, I'll tell you. Prithvi Shaw, who's hit 6 fours in an over. Shikhar Dhawan, who's got the orange cap. Shreyas Iyer, who's a prolific opener who's played for India. Rishabh Pant, we've all seen the Gabba innings. Marcus Stoinis, who's an Australian all-rounder, really good. Shimron Hetmyer hits the ball miles. Akshar Patel and Ashwin, India's probably two best spinners. Maybe Akshar's a bit worse than Jadeja, but still. Rabada, which is South African specialist bowler. Avish Khan, who is a youngster in the making, and Nokia, whatever. So that's a star-filled batting and bowling side. Sunrisers had no chance, really, even with Williamson. Before the match started, David Warner wasn't looking good. Saha is meh. He's not. Like, Rishabh Pant, who's, like, got the fireworks, and then he can also keep. Saha can keep well, but he can't really bat. Williamson didn't look in like the form we've seen him in recent times. Manish Pandey, Kedar Jadhav, who was absolutely rubbish. Abdul Samad smashed a crucial 28. Jason Horner hit 10. Everyone counts it. But the funny thing is that David Warner got less runs than, like, even, like, David Warner, Rhythm and Sahar. In fact, Abdul Samad was the biggest scorer in this match. So that just shows how badly SRH batted. And then the game looked over, but then we have flashbacks from last match. But that was not to happen, as Rishabh Pant proved to be the star that he is, and Shreyas Iyer just did what he does. So yeah, and where does that place us on the Vivo IPL table? So, currently, first place are DC, bearing in mind that they've played one more match than every team apart from Punjab Kings. They are first with 14 points, and then it's the Chennai Super Kings, who played 8 matches, so they need to win the next match, and then they'll be ahead of DC due to net run rate. RCB, then MI, who are looking like they're gonna make it, are close behind, thanks to that amazing win yesterday. KKR have some chance, barely, no. Probably going to be like DCC, SK, RCB, RR, DCC, SK, RCB, MI. One of those two is my prediction. And, like, Punjab threw away a sitter of the game, so I'm not going to even give them the slightest chance. But that's RH. They can't. They literally can't qualify, so. Yeah. And that's my summary of today. And see you tomorrow. Bye.